Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And I'm really glad you're here. I'm glad Chris Gunn is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Chris is a new friend. He's the Communications Director for the American Small Business League. And he and I are going to talk about what's the government doing for small business these days? Should the government be doing anything? Maybe they should just be getting out of our way. But if they're going to be doing something for other people, and if they're going to be throwing money at other organizations, How much of that should be thrown towards small business? And are they doing it? And if they are, Chris is going to help us with that. Chris Gunn, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here. So what's the answer to my question, Chris? Should the government be doing anything for small business? If you lined up 100 small businesses and you said, okay, small business owners, on the one hand is government help. In the other hand is the opportunity for the government to completely leave you alone and get out of your way. Which do you think small business owners would take?
Well, they'd probably take the get out of your way.
Exactly, every time.
But I think that most small business owners probably don't know about some of the major problems that are happening in the small business world. And I think from our perspective, we'd say that the government needs to do more to police itself. They need to do more to make sure that small business programs are being implemented in a way that is effective and that there is oversight and, that, say, for example, small business contracts are going to small businesses in the volume that they should be going to.
Give us an example of what you're talking about.
Well, the federal government has a goal of awarding 23% of all of its prime and subcontracts to small businesses. They regularly
every level of government he's talking about, folks, at all levels, all government, federal government agencies and contractors and subcontractors have a 23% goal of doing business with small businesses.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly. And in fact, some agencies actually have larger goals than that. Some of the goals are up to 45 or even close to 50%. But the problem is that, most federal agencies are missing their goals. And the federal government as a whole is vastly missing their goal. And we think that part of the reason is that large corporations are being counted towards their small business procurement goal. To Fortune 500 corporations, their subsidiaries, and other clearly large firms, and then allowing those contracts to be counted towards the goal.
It's called bundling, right?
In many cases, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And there have been cases where companies have created sham small businesses. They just created little Potemkin companies almost, where to try to justify their 23% when they really weren't small businesses behind them, right?
That's exactly true, yes.
I don't know. I'm not saying that's the case now. I just know that it has happened.
No, I think that it is the case now. Nothing has actually been done. This problem was discovered years ago. The first federal investigation into this issue was done by the GAO in 2003. So we've known it's been around. Since then, we've seen 15 federal investigations, yet we haven't seen any federal legislation or policy that would stop the problem, that would make sure that small business contracts are going to small businesses.
Now, one problem I think there is out there, Chris, to be a little bit, to try to be as fair as possible, I think a lot of times, one thing is you may not know, but I did quite a bit of work over the years in covering the trying to educate people on how to get government contracts, the importance of getting government contracts, where to go to find government contractors that want to do business with small business owners, getting them in front of people. I've worked on that quite a bit over the years, but I still think that there's quite a few contracts that maybe a big business would like to let a small business have, but there are not enough people out there who really want to go to the extra effort that it takes. So it may not all be their fault. It may be that there's demand, but or there's opportunity, but there's not anybody to fill that opportunity. What do you think about that?
You know, I think that there are certainly industries out there like that, but I think there are also industries out there where, say, for example, small businesses are really heavily involved with the market, but we're seeing companies that are larger actually, you know, receiving some of these or being counted towards some of these small business contracts, mm-hmm. to make it somewhat more simplistic. But, you know,
what you're saying, Chris, is that if is to account for the small business opportunity that you have, that you can get properly, and if there's a shortfall, report that. Say, here's a contract we'd like to give to somebody else, but we can't do it. In other words, you're saying just record all that information, not try to play fast and loose with the numbers.
Right, exactly. Now, you know, the other side of that is that, you know, we just don't want to see them, say, for example, continuing to count contracts to companies that are no longer small towards the goal.
Mm-hmm.
So as you may know, on June 30th of 2007, a policy was instituted that essentially forces small federal contractors to recertify their small business status every 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And in the past, long-term small business contracts or contracts that had a long-term implementation, those contracts could essentially go on and on and on for up to 20 years, and those contracts would continue to be counted towards
the even goal. Though the company had long since been a large company.
Exactly.
It had grown from a small business to a large company, yeah.
Yeah.
And they were still trying to operate under those contracts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, we were seeing situations where companies that were, subsidiaries of Lockheed Martin were receiving small business contracts, and we were under the impression that it was going to continue on for 15 years.
Hold on to that thought, Chris. Chris Gunn is our guest, folks. He's the communication director with the American Small Business League. When we come back, I'm going to ask Chris what he's proposing that the Obama administration do to fix this. And by the way, folks, this has been going on for generations. This is not something that just happened in 03. It was just discovered in 03. And we're gonna see what Chris thinks the Obama administration should do about this. And I'm also going to ask Chris what he thinks about the so-called stimulus package. 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. Thank you for joining me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. Can find my newsletter there. I hope you'll subscribe to that. You can find my blog there. You can you don't have to subscribe to that, but you can RSS. You can find my knowledge base there, archives, articles, lots and lots of stuff. And if you didn't know it, my name is Jim Blassingame. I'm your host today and every day. Our guest is Chris.
ASBL.com.
And tell us a little bit about ASBL.
ASBL is a small business advocate. We work with companies that are doing business with the federal government on small business procurement issues. We've been around since about 2002 when we switched over from a more specific advocacy group, the Micro Industry Suppliers Association. We do what we think is a lot of good work trying to keep the government accountable.
There you go, ASBL.com. Now, Chris, I wanted to ask you, we talked a little previously about a lot of problems, and I agree with you on most of those, but what are you expecting, what are you proposing to the Obama administration to fix these things?
Well, The first thing is that we'd like to see the SBA's budget and staffing increased exponentially. You know, as you may know, the SBA's budget and staffing has been cut literally in half since about 2001. We'd like to see that budget restored to levels prior to 2001, if not really just really exponentially increased. Maybe you know, at this point we're at about $450 million a year. You know, we'd like to see it at $5 billion a year. We think that small businesses are incredibly important, and the agency that's specifically charged with implementing federal small business programs should have a budget that reflects the importance of small business to our economy.
What about beyond budget, bureaucrats? What about money to do something with? I'm more desirous of them having money to help small business owners with, not hire more people.
Right. Well, you know, here's part of the problem. Our understanding is that they've laid off a lot of the people that had experience with these small business programs, a lot of the people that were able to provide the proper oversight within these
right.
federal small
now,
business programs.
I'm not disagreeing, Chris, that there may be some people that need to be. I'm not saying nobody needs to be added on, but I'm really talking more not so much about more people. Although I'll give you that one. But what about programs that would like for the example, the stimulus package? There's almost nothing in the so-called stimulus package to help small business owners. And as you correctly stated, nobody creates more jobs than small business owners. Nobody, you know, waits longer to lay somebody off. There's virtually nothing in this plan for small businesses. What do you think about that?
Right. You know, I couldn't agree with you more. You know, the small business plan, you know, addresses some issues with, say, for example, the small business loan programs, but it's only providing $90 billion in infrastructure projects, a fraction of which is going to go to small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they should be doing more. They should be doing more, and that's the bottom line. We actually think they should be including language that would say, for example, preclude the federal government from counting Fortune 500 corporations towards their small business procurement goal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've actually written some legislation that would preclude companies that are publicly traded under the premise that publicly traded companies are not independently owned.
Yeah.
Which, as you know, is the cornerstone of the definition of a small business in the Small Business Act. We think that there are a lot of things that they could have been doing with the stimulus that they didn't do. And it wasn't that they didn't have the information. You know, we spent a lot of time on conference calls with the Obama administration and other leaders from the small business community. We were part of a kind of an ad hoc small business advisory council, and list of recommendations, and really they didn't choose to adopt those recommendations.
Well, because it became a bill and not a stimulus bill. And if anybody
right.
calls this anything other than pork, and if they try to call it stimulus, they're being dishonest, in my opinion.
Right.
What do you think?
Well, you know, I think that it's impossible that there isn't pork in this bill.
Yeah.
The bill itself pages.
Yeah.
And you know, so we're certainly concerned that there are things in this bill that probably shouldn't be there, and there is a lack of things in this bill that should be there.
But there's a lot of people out there who say that we shouldn't be right out of the box, we shouldn't be asking the new president and what he's attempting to do. I disagree with that. I mean, if a bill like this is coming out this much out of kilter, this much out of reason in front of us, I think we've got to, especially small business owners, we've got a right, we've got an obligation to resist this. Chris, what do you think?
I couldn't agree with you more there. I really, really couldn't. You know, I think that that's one of the major mistakes that people are making, is that they're putting absolute trust into Barack Obama and his administration. What we really need to be doing is providing them with accountability.
Yeah.
You know, we're the
exactly.
small business community. We care about what happens to us and making sure that you're doing what you need to be doing.
Chris, give us that website one more time, please.
It's www.asbl.com.
Thank you for being here
today. Hey, thank you, Jim.
Keep working hard for small business. We'll see you next time.
Hey, that sounds great.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.